You get dinged up in last night's game? Or are you a weekend warrior that still thinks you've got what it takes to play, but nagging injuries are slowing you down? It's time to talk to some of the region's top sports medicine specialists. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show. All you ever wanted to know about sports medicine and maybe, just maybe, a little bit more. Here are your hosts, Dr. Brian McCarty and Big Time Mike McGivern on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host each and every week. He ran the show last week, Dr. Brian McCarty.
Thank goodness the big time is back.
Hey, you sounded good. I could catch it up in Wisconsin Dells. I was listening.
Let me tell you, just one Irishman in here is not enough.
Yeah, it was good. I thought you wouldn't invite me back this week.
Well, we had no choice, really.
Really?
It's a contractual thing.
Yeah,
we need you back, contracts. Man. We need some flow, and Big Time knows how to get it going. So it's great to have you back. We had a good time with Dr. Afsari here last week.
We
talked a lot about elbow and pretty much everything about elbow injuries. And related that into that PGA Championship, which was just awesome. What a beautiful, beautiful venue for golf is Whistling Straits, right?
Boy, I'll tell you, it makes Wisconsin look good.
Yeah, anytime 105.7 FM The Fan wants to send us up there golfing, we would be happy to give a full report on
show. We brought most of our clients up there last week. Oh, did I forget to invite you?
Let's move along.
I'm so sorry.
In any case, we had Jason Day winning that tournament, and he is a very deserving champion. I've been following that guy's career for a long time. He's a really, really decent guy. Jordan Spieth was in the mix, which made it very exciting. He's the most exciting young golfer out there on tour by far. And I know a lot of people wanted him to win. I did too. But I tell you what, Jason Day.
It's a great story.
Ah, man.
You look at his background and where he's come from, it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, lost his father at a very young age and really used golf to kind of channel himself. And I tell you, for parents out there who aren't aware, golf is a great vehicle for getting your kids involved in something that teaches them a lot of values about life, about how to deal with bad bounces, how to be honest. I know it's been very instrumental for my kids learning how to be, character people. And that if you play the game correctly and you do the right thing, it really teaches you that as well. So it was a really cool thing to see their sportsmanship with one another, with Jordan and with Jason Day, and the way they came down through the finish. It's a really cool sport. Very rare to see anybody call penalties on themselves
right. In
this day and age. Everybody's out there trying to cheat, it seems, but not in golf. At least that's not how it looks. So
yeah, it's awesome. Hey, a guy that you followed and like as a golfer is playing well this week, and Tiger Woods is...
I thought you were talking about me.
Anyway, Tiger, Tiger Woods is... he's playing well this weekend. He obviously didn't last weekend, but he is this weekend, and it'd be interesting to see if he can make his way back.
And nothing would be better for golf than to see Tiger Woods back. Whether you love him or hate him, it would be great for golf because he is the greatest of our generation, or of this generation, I should say.
Right.
The other thing I think it's very interesting about him is I saw headlines yesterday. So it was Tiger Woods takes lead in the Wyndham Championship, which he's playing in this weekend, and kind of making that interesting to watch, which otherwise, frankly, might not be that interesting.
Right.
And then the headline right below it said, "Should Tiger Woods retire?" And it was dated the day before.
Isn't that funny?
How the media turns
quickly
from one thing to the other. Should he retire? And now he's leading.
Now he's leading, so we should watch. Hey, I'm really excited about today's show.
Well, before we get to today's show, I just have to touch on one thing.
Okay.
And that is the biggest championship of all is happening this weekend in Milwaukee that very few people know about. And that's the McCarty Stroke Play Championship. It's my boys and I, stroke play, 72 holes.
Am I going to see a headline that says McCarty should retire? Or is that
since they're all McCartys, it's very possible.
Yeah, somebody's got to retire.
But in any case.
Who's leading?
My son Aiden and I are tied for the lead after I had a bit of a meltdown in the last hole yesterday.
You didn't do a John Daly and throw anything in the water?
It was close.
Was it close?
It was
that's awesome.
Close. But my son Liam won the demeanor competition yesterday. He was the most well-behaved of the three of us. Anyway, we can move along. But
well, good
I just
luck
wanted
with
you
that.
To know that. Yeah,
when is today's the final round?
No. It's 72 holes, so we've got two more rounds to
two
go.
More rounds.
It's tied right now. Liam's a little behind us, but given the way we've been playing this year, it's anything's
my
possible.
My money's on Liam.
Yeah, thanks.
Love that name.
Appreciate
my
that.
Money's on Liam. I am excited about today's show. We've talked about Mosh and the difference that Mosh is compared to anybody else. And today we're going to get a chance to talk to some people that are in studio. And this is exciting for me because we're taking a different approach this week. It's some really nice people. We have got, if you want to introduce them.
Well,
to,
I'm just going to tell you, I've been excited about doing this since the beginning. We always talk about Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine and how we have this team that we've assembled
right.
of all these people that work with us. And the people that make it happen are the people who work with us. I mean, we do our part, but then the other people do their part. So we have Shayna, we have Brittany, and we have Emily in studio this week with us. These are all people who work at Mosh. And I can tell you, they're just part of the engine that makes the place go, and it's just awesome to have them here.
If I can, Emily is a surgical nurse, Brittany is a surgical tech, and Shannon, who's going to join us next segment, is a surgical nurse as well. Emily, thank you so much for coming in. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Brittany, same.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good. It's good to see you guys. Hey, let's start a little bit about your background and how you got to be a surgical nurse. If you can, you grew up where you went to school, things like that.
I went to Waukesha South. I graduated.
The black shirts.
There you go. Yes.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And from there, where'd you go to college?
I went to MATC.
Okay.
And I'm currently in school getting my bachelor's at the University of St. Francis.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Parents must be proud.
I hope so.
Brittany, you took a different approach.
I did.
Yeah, you went to Metropolitan High School, which is closed now, and you joined the Army.
I did. I joined the Army Reserves. I was there for 4 years and became a surgical tech that way and have been a surgical tech for the last 14 years.
Now, my understanding is that you were the most awesome surgical tech ever in the Army Reserves. Is that true?
Ever.
Somewhere we read that, so that's awesome.
I heard that from Brittany, and then I remember hearing it again from. Yeah, no,
I knew somebody told me that.
She is awesome.
Yeah, hey guys, as we go into the show, I just have to tell you this. I have sent some really good friends and some coworkers to Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine, and you guys are in that bubble. So your day to day, that what you do on a day to day is just kind of what you do. The people that I send there walk away, and there's a common thread between them, and they could walk in and say, wow, that experience was unlike any that I've had before. And here's why: from the moment that I got there to the moment that I left, people actually cared about what was going on with my daughter or with my knee or with my elbow or my shoulder with Chuck Sullivan. It was different than any experience that they've had anywhere else. And I want to commend you guys, because understand that people talk about that. And they walk through Mosh doors and say, look, this was a whole different experience than what I've been through in the past. So I want you to know that as you work in that bubble and you don't think anybody notices, everybody notices.
Yeah, you know
so
who else notices, Mike?
Who's that?
We do.
You have to.
Yeah,
I hope you do.
The surgeons that work there, believe me, we notice. And so that's why they're here today. But they're not just here to talk about Mosh.
They're not. Oh, no. We've got a whole. We could do 3 hours with these guys today.
We're going
I'm telling
to.
You.
Yeah. I don't know who's next, but they're not going today because we're going to just stay here for 3 hours.
Well, walking Nary people.
Well, would, you know, they'll be okay with it.
Some people might be, but other people would be
because
upset with that.
We're going to talk in the next segment. We're going to talk with Emily about her career as a race car driver.
I've met race car drivers.
Awesome.
She does not, and this is a pure compliment, she does not look like a race car driver.
You know, I think she does. She has that wily sort of look at her.
Wily. You know, we
are
don't
you
use
as wily on the track as you are in real life?
Yes.
More wily.
So.
Yeah. She saves it for the racetrack. I'm telling you.
I was outside getting water out of my trunk when they pulled in. She was going about 70. It
yeah,
was.
She actually left. She squealed her car and spun it into a parking space perfectly.
Do you know, as much as we want to talk about racing with Emily, we can talk NBA basketball or NFL football with Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, you can.
Chris Paul. All I have to say is Chris Paul, and she's ready to talk NBA basketball.
She is very ready. By the way, Chris Paul, if you're around.
If you're listening.
We are here at the studio, and Brittany is ready to sign autographs for you.
Yeah, there you go. Emily, can I ask how you got into racing? Was your father involved? Was your family involved in racing?
I grew up in racing. My father was involved in racing. It was something I always wanted to do, and my dad just didn't allow it. So I figure skated instead. And then when I got the chance, I went for it.
So he didn't allow you to race originally?
He did not.
He did not.
I know.
That's so interesting. And so now, but now he's like your guy.
He is.
Right?
He is.
Isn't he like
he's
your,
my main guy.
He's your expert.
Yes.
Yeah. So Emily races actually with our Mosh logo on her car now. We sponsored her car, and she's now racing with Mosh. And apparently it's working because...
I've been very lucky with that Mosh logo on my
car. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. What did you do last weekend?
I got two firsts, a second, and a third.
Where were you racing?
Road America.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Do you like that track?
I love that track. It's my favorite track.
We do a racing show here called Final Inspection, and there was one week that it was late. It was like a really late snowstorm, and I do the show before, and the guy who does the show couldn't get here on time. He says, you have to do the first segment. And so I came out and said I was the NASCAR outsider because I didn't know anything about it. And Tom Cruise was my favorite driver. Oh. And people called and said, I saw him in a movie. He was a great race car driver. And I said, I like Mario Andretti. Well, the phone lines lit up. And I know that he's not a NASCAR guy, but I said that. And it was incredible. What I've learned since then from listening to that show is, first of all, the incredible amount of respect that drivers have for each other. And everybody knows that. You know what, if you're going to go out there and you're going to run with us, make sure you're safe, make sure you're aggressive, and you want to win, you want to be competitive. But it's this really close-knit family.
It is such a close-knit family, and there is a lot of respect out there on the track. There has to be for safety, and it's an awesome group of people and so much fun.
Now, how do the boys like it when you kind of whoop their butts? Do they like that very much?
Ooh, probably not.
But you do.
I don't mind it.
Is there a lot of other female drivers?
There's a couple, not very many.
Not many. Guys, we've got to get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation. We're talking to two surgical nurses and a surgical tech nurse. Is that what, Brittany, is that how I would, a surgical tech nurse?
No, I'm just a surgical tech.
Okay.
Surgical technologist.
Okay.
Which means she keeps everything running for us during a surgical case. She's giving us instruments and making sure everything runs smoothly, having everything prepared. And so it's really, this is a team, you know. Emily made an interesting point. I know we got to get to a break,
yeah,
but
okay.
We'll get
there. Go ahead.
But she made an interesting point. She said, you know, when she's driving, she's the driver and she's got a pit crew.
Right.
When she's at Mosh, she's part of the pit crew. It's pretty interesting, that analogy, because that's how everybody works. Everybody works together, and there's kind of overlap, but everybody's got individual jobs they're doing. It's pretty neat. We'll talk about
Brittany's
it more
a
on
point
the
guard.
Other side.
She's a point
guard,
right?
Oh, yeah, she's
right?
A point guard. All right.
Yeah, she wants to be a shooting guard, but she's more of a point guard. We're going to get to a break. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Killers, Mr. Brightside, brought to you by one of our special guests. She's a surgical nurse at Mosh, Emily Rembus.
Yes.
Emily, we were talking about racing. You're a race car driver.
I'd say The Killers is appropriate because that's how she is on the racetrack.
We asked her and she said, let's play The Killers. And Mr. Brightside's the first we came up with. So well done on that. If we can, we ended the segment talking a little bit about you as a racer. Can you talk about the progression of being able to get into racing when you started and said, here's what I want to do? And do you have to go to class? Do you have to get licensed? I don't know how that works.
You do. I joined Midwest Sports Car Club, and I went through their driver school. And I was able to get my full competition license. You get a probationary license at first, and you have to do a certain amount of races until you can get a full competition license. My dad built my car, and I've been racing ever since.
Do you remember the first race? How nervous you were?
Oh, my goodness. I still get that nervous.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bet. But the excitement of it, and when you're done with a race, are you just walking off the ground by about 2 feet? I mean, do you know that rush that you get?
Yes.
And does it take you a bit to come down from that?
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're flying high for a little while.
It sounds pretty fun. I mean, so when you did that, so you got right in. So what kind of race do you start with? I mean, do you race like people in like VW Bugs or something, or how does it start?
My class is called ITA. So it's a lot of Hondas, a lot of Miatas.
But these aren't just regular Hondas and Miatas, are they? Because your car is not street legal.
They're modified somewhat, yes.
What's the top speed that you can get out of that car?
At Road America, I want to say about 120, 130.
Wow. So there's that is not a normal car.
No.
I mean, my car is pretty fast, but I probably wouldn't beat Emily in a race, I'll bet. So she's got a roll cage, you got a helmet, right?
Mm-hmm. I wear a Hans device.
Yeah, so you have all kinds of cool stuff that goes in there. So that's pretty neat.
Do you know, I've asked this question to a NASCAR driver. When you get done with a race and you get on the freeway and you're going home and the guy in the left lane is going 50,
That's Mike, by the way.
That's not actually. Do you want to rub a little paint?
I just bump him off the freeway.
Just bump a little bit? That's awesome. We have a new guest that's joined us.
Yes, Shayna has joined us. Thank goodness.
Shayna Michelance, she is a Racine St. Catharines grad. And welcome. Thanks for coming in, Shayna.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. How long have you been a surgical nurse?
About 6 years now.
And you've worked elsewhere other than Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine. And I asked you when we were walking in, was there a difference? And you said there is. And we talked a little bit about the family atmosphere at Mosh. And that was a good answer for me. How long have you been at Mosh?
Going on 4 years.
Good for you. You enjoy it there.
I love it there.
What's the best part of Mosh?
I think just the camaraderie with our surgeons and with our staff members. We really are a family. It's a lot different from other places I've worked in that aspect, because I think Mosh is a smaller scale facility, and I think that makes a big difference in how we care for our patients, because everyone really works together and nobody gets lost in translation, basically.
You know, that's so important, and I see that Dr. McCarty is smiling, because when one of the first meetings we ever had, he started telling me about what the vision of what Mosh was when it started and where it's become and what it's become. And that's part of the vision. I mean, the vision was, look, we want our people, the people that work with us, to feel like we're a family. And then for the clients that come in to understand that that's what we are.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the interesting things is that, you know, when as a physician, our main goal is very simple, and that is to have the absolute very best things for our patients, right? So that seems obvious. And everywhere that we work, that's always the goal. And I don't mean to discount that anywhere else. What's so interesting about Mosh, because we're only doing orthopedics all the time, and we have these great people who really are the heartbeat of what we do, we're so comfortable there that we know that everything will go perfectly. And it does. And so it's really not that surprising. And these people who are here with us today are the ones that make it like that. So we can relax a little bit knowing that they're looking after everything. And everybody is all the time. It's just fantastic. So
Shayna, when you went to Carroll University?
Yes.
Did you know early on that this is the direction you wanted to go?
I didn't, actually. I thought I wanted to take care of babies.
I am kind of a baby.
So you're doing what you thought you were going to do. You know, my wife was a registered nurse, and she worked on the OB floor at Mount Sinai for a long time. And that was her. Yeah, she loved it. Got a little bit burnt out, I think. And now she's a medical review specialist and really enjoys what she does. But that was the direction that she went. When did the change happen?
I think it was going through clinicals and really realizing that is not something I wanted to do at all, and worked at a different facility, getting a little bit of everything, and finally decided surgery. I loved surgery, but I loved orthopedics the most.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So I mean, what's cooler than that? Did you know that Shayna was a Muggsy Bogues fan growing up?
I did not.
Yeah, the only NBA player she was taller than.
But he could jump, man. He was fun to watch.
He was the underdog. That's why I liked him.
He was the underdog.
Everyone else is 6 and 7 feet tall.
About 5'5", I think, 5'6".
Well, now Shayna runs our soccer team. So the Mosh soccer team is a big deal, and Shayna's a huge part of that. She played soccer in high school and dominated, and now she dominates for the Mosh soccer squad. And Brittany used to play, but she got kicked with a ball once, and then she refused to ever play again.
No, I heard her tell that story. She got hit by like a guy my size and said, I'm not playing anymore. Where do you guys play?
We play at U-Line Soccer. Yeah,
so outdoor and indoor?
We do. We just started playing outdoor this summer. It was a blast. We have a huge group of people that some have never played and some that have played their whole lives. So there's a huge difference in, you know, your talent. But we've come a long way. We took third out of four teams, so that's huge for us.
Oh, that's
good for
awesome.
You. Yeah. You know what's awesome? If you're
third
playing
place.
A game,
did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. But I also heard out of four, so we got to coach them up
Jeez,
a little bit.
Mike.
We
got to
coach them up a little bit. If somebody twists an ankle on the other team, there's enough people there to help them.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm the
After
team's
they
position.
Score a goal and run over them, and then they'll do that. How many are most of the team from Mosh, all people that work there?
We started that way, and now we've kind of branched out. We've got, we pick up people here and there. So,
sure.
Yeah,
we've got Pele and Maradona.
Yeah, and they took third and out of no.
Well, so far. It's
Maradona's a little bit old, so he stopped playing after he went through that 12-step program.
We take care of the Milwaukee Wave now, so we may recruit a few of them to add on to our team.
I would try to do that if I were you. One other thing that we had talked a little bit about, you run like 5Ks, but do you take your dogs with you?
I do take my dogs.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a Weimaraner. She's 4 years old, and I have a Mastiff Great Dane Boxer. So she's about 120 pounds. But they both love to run. They run them both at the same time.
So do you really run, or do you just like get pulled?
No, well... It makes it a little easier on me that I get to have them pull me, but
those are like sled dogs.
Yeah, they're big girls.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Hey, before we get to a break, a typical day for you at Mosh, are you doing two surgeries? Are you in with three? What would a typical day be for you?
Every single day is different.
But you
wake up early every day, so that's a given. But some days we work with one surgeon all day long and we do 4 or 5 cases in a room. Other days we do, 3, 4 cases, but each one's with a different surgeon. So it really just goes day by day. It's different.
And for that day, if we can, one surgery, I had meniscus surgery a couple years ago, but I'm wondering what part of that procedure that I had were you part of? Do you know what I'm saying? So when they wheeled me in, and there were two nurses there, you would have been one of those nurses.
I would have been the nurse that met you in pre-op and brought you into the room.
Yep. Okay.
We get the rooms ready before you come in. We work with the surgical tech, the nurse and the tech work together to get that ready. And then the nurses, I would be the one bringing you into the room, getting you positioned, prepping you there when you wake up.
And then when I woke up, then you would take me out?
Yes.
Okay, now I know exactly. Now I got it.
That's
it took
cool,
me a minute
right?
to figure it out. Really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to show you that people are looking after you every step of the way. And in this case, Shayna and Emily are sort of that part of your experience. And you couldn't have two better people looking after you, that's for sure.
Emily, I didn't ask you, when did you know this is what you wanted to do?
I always wanted to work in a team environment, and I wanted to care for patients, and surgery is the perfect place to do that.
It's the perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, we have to get to a quick break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. We have Dr. Brian McCarty, my co-host. We have three guests in today. Emily Rembes is a surgical nurse. Shayna Michelance is a surgical nurse, and Brittany Heron is a surgical tech, and we'll continue our conversation with them on the other side of the break. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hurting, baby, I'm broken down. I need your loving, I need it now. When I'm without you. Welcome back to the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show. That is Maroon 5. Song is Sugar, brought to you by Brittany.
That song is dedicated.
That was sent out to Chris Paul from Brittany.
Yeah,
a little sugar.
A little sugar from Maroon 5. Brittany, thanks for that. That was good stuff.
You're welcome. Awesome song.
We want to get back in, if we can, talk a little bit about racing, the whole aspect of the team and how important that is.
Well, it's really interesting because Emily is not as interested, she says, in sports, but racing is totally a sport, and even though some of us don't really understand it as well, The only time I ever race is on Gran Turismo on the PlayStation, which I am awesome.
Yeah,
at,
are you
by
awesome?
The way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I can crash into something, I'm really, really, really good.
There you go.
But in any case, we were talking about this a little bit at the break, right? So Emily, when you were at your last race, you said you were running your car, and all of a sudden you noticed that you were giving numbers to your dad. And your dad's really experienced, right? He's been racing for ages.
He is. Yes, he knows a lot about the car.
Well, I should know that because I'm wearing a Rembus hat now, a racing hat, which I love. And anyway, so he was talking to you about numbers in terms of water temperature and all this. And so tell me about that. How does that work? How does that affect your performance of the car and everything else?
Well, those numbers are always telling my dad a lot of information. Some of it I don't even understand necessarily. But my water temperature was pretty low for the first day off. And so he decided to change my thermostat to get that temperature up so I'd have more power.
So did that help?
I think it did, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, so, can I ask you a quick question? How does your mom feel about all this?
It makes her a little nervous, but she supports me no matter what I do.
Does she come out and watch?
She does when she's here, yes.
Yeah.
Does your daughter watch also?
She does.
She does?
She
does. How old is she now?
She's 9.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So are you going to let her race?
probably not.
The family tradition continues. So that'll be really interesting to see. That she must be really proud of seeing her mom run around racetracks and win trophies and stuff.
She is.
You know she's going to want to race, right?
So far, she hasn't expressed any interest. So.
She's 9.
She's 9.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to talk to you about is, so the sport of racing, how physical is it? Like, I mean, is it taxing? Are you tired when you're done?
I am, between, you know, the heat and, you know, just kind of shoulder fatigue sometimes.
Yeah. What's the longest race that you run? How long is it?
It varies. We do have some longer ones this year, but probably about like anywhere from like an hour to 2 hours would be the longest.
That's a long time
to concentrate, right?
To stay focused.
We can't stay focused for 8 minutes.
No, we cannot. Well, I used to be able to, and then I started co-hosting with you, and it's been a struggle. But that's a long time to stay focused, and you can't take a break from focusing when you're out there.
You can't. No. Luckily, most of our races are 30 minutes, but we do have a couple like mini enduros, we call them.
That's pretty impressive.
Do you like Road America, where it's a different rather than just an oval?
I don't race ovals, only road courses.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started racing ovals. I turned right once and it was all
good.
So went downhill from there.
Have you ever been in a wreck?
Oh, I thought you weren't going to bring that up.
Oh, I changed my mind.
I've had a couple mechanical issues. A couple metal-to-metal incidents. Not very many, but a few.
So, I mean, is that scary when you get in a crash on a racetrack? Is that scary or is it?
It can be. Everything seems to go in slow motion.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And were you okay or were you injured?
I was okay. Nope.
Yeah, that's good. So do you see a lot of injuries on the track?
The focus is so much on safety nowadays. I mean, we really take so many precautions. I don't see a lot of major injuries. Maybe some, back, you know, stuff. I've seen a couple concussions.
Okay.
Do you watch NASCAR? Do you watch Oval? Or do you just watch more of the... And that's okay if you don't, because I, you know, some people like it and some people don't, and I'm not a big fan. So I'm wondering if somebody who actually races... I know a lot of guys who played professional basketball that don't watch basketball. They just, you know what, they get away from it and they don't have any interest in it unless they're actually competing in it.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of racing.
She
if I
is
do,
a
I'll
driver.
Watch. Yeah.
Right. She's, but you know what? I don't know if that's all that surprising, to be honest with you. I guys who have played at a high level in football, even when they're playing, they don't want to watch. They just want to participate. My son Matthew played college basketball, wouldn't go to a high school basketball game with me if you paid him. Because he just, you know what, I like to play.
Yeah, he likes to play.
But I don't really like to watch.
That's how I feel.
So, Brittany, would you play in the NBA if you had a chance?
Yes, I would.
Are you a Bucks fan?
I am. I went to several games last season. I have to cheer on the home team.
Do you know what? That was a really fun year for them.
It was.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
That, my son will watch. He is fully invested in this Milwaukee Bucks team. Fully invested, loves the young players, loves the direction that team is going.
You have to be invested in home, and that's just how it is.
Well, you know, Brittany's a huge football and basketball fan, so she's a fan of the Packers, and she used to be a fan of the Cowboys. And this clearly shows that people can improve.
They can improve.
She's no longer a fan of the Cowboys, which means that she clearly has...
Brittany, what was with the Cowboys?
My dad is a Cowboys fan. He has always been a Cowboy fan. So growing up, I cheered for the Cowboys. My mom is a Packer fan, so... We cheered on. Our Christmas cards were Packers, and his birthday dinners and everything, we were all dressed in cowboy gear.
That's really funny. When the Packers played the Cowboys, did your mom and dad not sit in the same room?
No, we all did, and it was quite entertaining.
Oh, I bet. There's got to be
Well, your dad grew up in the South, though, right?
Yes, yes.
So he has a sort of an excuse, but, you know, it's at this point, he's really got to come around. I mean... You know, the green and gold. Come on.
Hey, can I ask? I had asked before about a typical day. What's a typical day for you?
Starting early, like Shayna said, and just trying to anticipate and get all the equipment ready for each and every surgery that we perform.
So do you know the day before the surgeries that you're going to be involved with, or when you walk in, okay, I've got this, this, and this?
Yes, you know, unless emergency comes. Sometimes we get an emergency and you don't know what you're going to do, and you just have to make sure you know what is needed and anticipate what Dr. McCarty or any other surgeon is going to need.
You know, what's really awesome is sometimes when we come and we review everything and we talk to the patient, maybe something's happened since we saw them last, and we can go back in the room and say, hey, you know, Brittany, I need this or I need that, and boom, it's just done. And that's what's so cool about it is that they can immediately adjust, get any additional equipment. And, you know, there's nothing there that we don't have. So everything's there, and they get it all put together. They get it all assembled. They tell us if something happened and they don't have something ready. They would tell us that way ahead of time. So it's never an issue, and that's just a huge advantage.
Hey, Brittany, as a surgical tech, is it anticipation and organization? Are those the two most important?
Oh, yes, very much so. I am very neat and organized when doing any surgery. It's very crucial.
Yeah, I would be a horrible surgical tech.
You know,
I just would be.
I wouldn't put you in that cat. Well, maybe.
Yeah, you've seen my organizational skills.
Did you know that Brittany writes poetry?
I did not.
She does. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Are we going to have her? She's going to give us any? No, she's shaking
her
head.
She's not going today. But
quit throwing stuff at me.
I can tell you, I was an English and creative writing major and a molecular biology guy. And so I know a little bit about that. And I'm going to be on her about this. So, yeah, that's pretty
roses
cool.
Roses are red, violets are blue, that kind of stuff? Or?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out.
Probably not. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with our three in-studio guests. Emily Rembus. There you go.
Part of Rembus Racing.
There it is. Brittany Heron and Shayna Michelance are joining us, and we'll continue our conversation with them on the other side. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Saturday Morning Dance Club on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Man, I wish you people could see what I see. This is courtesy of Shayna Michelance. It is Tunak Tunak Tune. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Dollar Mende?
Yeah, it's a mosh favorite.
Yeah,
it's a mosh favorite.
He's got almost 10 million hits, Mike. We are fans of multiculturalism at mosh.
It's amazing what happens when that song starts. When the people in this studio, there's four different people, and the way they dance is all different. And
when you see the video, there are 10 million hits. About 5 million of them are from us. And when you see the video, you too will be dancing.
As I'm watching you guys dance, the first thing I thought, Dr. McCarty, is what did you do with that money? The money your mama gave you for dancing lessons, because you did not use that.
I may have missed some of my dancing lessons. Yeah, but hey, there are some moves in there. You'll see. I leave it the dancing to the ladies here.
They did a great job.
So you know what we're here talking about is we're really talking about when you get injured, you just come see a sports meds guy like myself or any of my partners, And you have this interface and this interaction, and it's traumatic. You know, nobody wants to get hurt. Now you're hurt, and now all of a sudden, maybe you need surgery. We're talking about today, and what we're talking to our people who are with us in studio with Shayna and Brittany and Emily, we're talking about what happens behind all of that.
Correct.
That you don't see. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I all I want to see is the quarterback throw the pass. Well, what about the everybody blocking and the coaches behind it? That's really part of our team. And so we're talking about it today because it's a window into something that very few people ever get to see. So Shayna, we were talking at the break a little bit about what kinds of cases you guys like. You know, what do you like to see? And I know all of you like to see everybody get better. We talked a little bit about cartilage transplants, which is something I spent a lot of my life doing. So what do you like about that?
I think it's fascinating that we are using the human body, taking it elsewhere, growing it, and putting it back in. I just think that's really neat that the body can be taken apart and put back together, you know, and grow and still function properly.
And the fact that you guys are on the cutting edge of a number of issues that we've talked about the past 7 months that we've been doing the show, it's incredible to me that right here in Milwaukee and some of the talent that you have at Mosh, it's some of the things that you guys are working on.
Well, I mean, it's something that we do specialize in. Cartilage transplantation is an area. I sort of run our cartilage program at Mosh, but we have a lot of partners that work with us. I think what's interesting is people out there need to understand there is a whole team behind us, and that's what we're talking about. So when Shayna and Brittany, for example, are in a cartilage transplant procedure with me, they're part of that team, and they're helping to make sure that everything goes smoothly for you so that, as Shayna said, the parts that are being grown to replace cartilage, which is something that really was a pipe dream 20 years ago, is actually being done now pretty routinely, and we do that all the time. So, you know, when you do that and you're part of that team, what does that make you feel like at the end of the day?
It's definitely rewarding. It's always great to know that person came in with an injury and you're helping them get back to their normal daily functions.
Hey, can I ask a quick question? Do you get to see the results? So if somebody has the surgery and then they come back, do you get a chance to see them at all?
Only if you know them personally.
Okay.
So yes, but not usually. We don't get to see them on the outside.
That would be awesome to me if you're walking through the mall and 3 months later somebody comes up and says, you know what, this is where I'm at now. When you saw me 3 months ago, this is what we had done, and this is where I am now. I think kind of like a before and after deal.
Yeah, that's part of, I think, our responsibility as physicians is to communicate back. And I try to do that sometimes and let people know, because you have no idea how stressful this is for my team. You know, when Brittany's putting together a set of instruments, she's so worried that everything's perfect. You know, everything's perfect for that patient because that's her family for that time. And Shayna's the same way. Emily's the same way. Everything's got to be perfect all the time. And they literally look after you like you're part of their family. And so it's helpful for them to get that feedback. I mean, do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, totally. It's definitely service. It's what we do is service, and service in our communities, and it's love. And
Have either of you ever gone through a surgery?
No.
I have.
As I have. And it'll be interesting when that happens, because you'll understand what that patient, and you seem to certainly know what the patient is, the whole anxiety part and that part of it. I didn't look, I've had a couple surgeries, but this last one with this meniscus, I was like thinking it's not a big deal, it's no big deal. But then when it's that day comes and you're worried about it and you're thinking about it, you're thinking, man, hold on a second, I didn't think this through all the way. I can tell you this. My wife was in the room when the nurse wheeled me in as I was coming out. And I came to and I said to the nurse, wow, you're kind of hot. And my wife was like, did you just say that? And I was like, oh, hi, honey. Yeah. She is. Look at how cute she is. And to this day, we laugh about that because she's like, you had no idea what you were saying. And I said, no, I don't really remember much of that. But they were, you know, it's such an important, there's so many memories of before and after that you guys are in the middle of these memories with these people. And I think that's important that you guys, you know, you certainly know that.
I think so. I mean, all I can tell you is I think it's important that people know that they're being cared for. We can't afford to have a bad day. A lot of people go to work and they say, oh, I'm having a bad day. We can't do that. And none of us do. And I can tell you, when people show up and they're not feeling 100%, you know what they do? They suck it up and they crank it up to 100%. That's what they do. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so it's just like any other sports team. If you're you know, out there playing for the Bucks or the Packers or somebody, you can't have a bad day. You can't say, oh, I don't feel that great. Right?
Hey, Shane, what is when you see what's coming up for the day, you have an ACL and a shoulder surgery you're going to do. Is there a certain one that you think, boy, I'm looking forward to that? I mean, are you right in the surgery so you see everything?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so nothing grosses you out anymore?
No.
There's nothing.
I don't do well with smells, but I can see anything. I'm interested in anything.
Other than that, you're okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're getting down to the last 2 minutes here,
right,
Mike, which is a problem because we have one of our good friends, Takiya, who works with us at Mosh. And guess what's happening for her, girls?
It's her bridal shower this afternoon. So we're going to be celebrating a great milestone in her life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she's a huge part of our squad as well. And so we, all the best, Takiya. Very happy
when
for you.
When is she getting married? When's her wedding?
Labor Day weekend.
Boy, it's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, the weather's going to be perfect for her.
I hope so.
It's going to be a fun wedding.
Yes.
You guys aren't going to play two knock.
Oh, we probably will.
Oh, you probably will?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. If Dr. McCarty dances the way he did in studio, please just throw him out if you would. I'm just kidding, Dr. Brown.
Hey, somebody has to be the reference for the bottom, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, they.
Yeah, make everyone else feel good about themselves.
Hey, guys, when we started the show, I thanked you, and I told you that you're inside this bubble, and maybe you don't know what is said about you on the outside, but it's all really positive. And thank you for coming, and keep up the good work.
I want to say thank you to all of you guys for coming in today. It's just great to get us look behind the scenes. A little different, not sports injuries today, but even better.
Shana, not as bad as you thought, right?
No.
You
I'm
did
still
not.
Nervous, but
no,
I'm okay.
No, you did good. You did great. Emily, be safe on the track.
Thank you.
Right. Brittany, let's go Bucks.
All right, let's go Bucks.
All right, Packers first though.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Packers first. It's going to be a good year, I think, all around for Milwaukee sports. It's certainly for this radio station when they're playing well, it works out really well.
Hopefully, I'll be the champion of the McCarty Stroke Play next week.
I was going to bring that up, but we're running out of time. Guys, thanks a lot. Well done. Thanks for listening. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.